Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. This being Thursday, we welcome in again Lucrecia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucrecia.
Good morning.
Things a little bit better these days, but we have things to talk about, including a couple of vaccination events this weekend, and you've got more information about vaccination broken down in the county by zip code.
I do. So tomorrow will be the first day that we are doing second dose vaccines on our adolescents. We started with 12 and over 3 weeks ago tomorrow. And so we'll be going back to the schools to get those second doses in, and we'll be able to add them on next week to our fully vaccinated zip code report.
Great.
I think that that will really give us a nice boost.
Oh, so yeah.
Both Friday and Sunday, we're doing second dose vaccines and a drive-through for our maze for Moderna. Then we'll start doing those second dose vaccines next week, or actually tomorrow night also. So we'll be doing the second dose for them. I think that that will really push these numbers for us.
May is for Moderna, and then June is just get vaccinated.
Where you get a bunch of Johnson shots.
June is for Johnson & Johnson. Okay.
June is for Johnson & Johnson. June is for get your chance at a $1.5 million lottery.
I've already claimed that. So
one of the 10?
Yeah, I've got one of them. Joe and I have already earmarked one for us. But there's still 9 more.
Okay, well, you're being generous about it. That's good. Okay. So also on Saturday, we are doing another pop-up event. We invite anyone who just decides on Saturday that, yes, today is the day I'm going to get vaccinated. We will be at Harvest Market from noon to 2 p.m. We will have all three of the vaccines available. So if you want a Johnson & Johnson, if you are 12 to 17, we'll have the Pfizer. And if you choose that you really like the idea of getting the Moderna, we'll have all three there. So just come on out. We'll have a little scratcher ticket for you if you come and get your vaccine. It's not $1.5 million, but you might get a couple of bucks. Who knows? So we invite you out to Harvest Market between noon and 2 p.m. to get a vaccine. No appointment necessary. Just walk on up. We'll get your information while you're there. We'll have some chairs. We're going to sit out in some nice weather, hopefully, and get the observation there for 15 minutes. It is not a drive-through. It will be a walk-up. We'll be there in front of the entrance doors to Harvest Market.
And that, again, is on Saturday.
That is on Saturday.
Okay.
Yes, from noon to 2. And if there's anyone else out there who has a business or has a place that's kind of centrally located and would like us to go do a pop-up clinic, we are doing those. This will be the second one. We did the first one in Mendocino. So please let us know. Just give the clinic a call. You can ask for me or ask for Maria, and we will take down your idea about a pop-up clinic and arrange for some dates. So we're excited about that. Now, getting on to the zip code data. Fort Bragg, as of June 1st, is fully vaccinated at 57.2%.
Mm.
Now, unfortunately, Wallala made some strides last week, and they are at
63.1%.
Oh. So we're still falling behind. We've got to get, hopefully, these second doses from this weekend will help us pull up into getting closer to them. But we have our second community who has hit 100% in the county. If you remember, Piercy was the first community that got to 100%.
Yeah.
Comanche.
Huh.
Comanche got to 100%.
Wow.
And Philo is getting there. They're at 96.2.
Hmm. That's great.
So, and Yorkville is close behind at 95.1. So Anderson Valley is doing very, very well with pulling this out. Overall, the county is at 51% fully vaccinated. We're doing really well, even compared to the rest of the state of California. And we can see that some of these smaller communities that are just really vaccinating at high levels is helping that number up.
Yeah.
the other zip code in the Anderson Valley is Boonville, and they're at 70.7%. So that Anderson Valley is really kicking butt, I think, in the county.
That's really good to hear, too, because we have so many visitors who come into Anderson Valley for the wineries and whatnot. Nice to have a lot of people vaccinated there.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have a lot of tourists here, too. So we want to make sure that we get Fort Bragg vaccinated. So we need to grow that number from 57 to 100 in the next, month?
Yeah.
Maybe. Mendocino is fully vaccinated at 72.7. So very, very highly vaccinated.
Yeah.
Doing really well.
All right. So you're going back to the schools, I guess, tomorrow for second doses. And that's going to help us out. And then Harvest Market, it's a walk-up situation where you get to say, I'd like to have that vaccine, not that vaccine. And that's going to be Saturday from, noon to 2?
Exactly.
All right. Boy, you're
and
out
if,
there.
If we get some Johnson & Johnson out there, they're automatically fully vaccinated. That could help us out.
All right. Lucretia, thank you. A lot of good, positive information today here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.